This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Check out Bandcamp on Twitter, twitter.com/AdamsBandcamp. Joy 94.9 and our next guests have just released their debut album, Like What. We've just heard the track Come Around from that very album, and we're super pleased to have them live in the Joy Studios right now. Welcome to Bandcamp, Tim and John from, you guessed it, Tim and John. How are you guys?
Oh, good, thank you.
Yourself? Yeah, pretty good.
Very well, thank you very much.
That's good.
Now, let's get the boring question out of the way first. How did you guys come to be? Can you give us the sort of life history?
We come from a pretty small place, which is just south of Perth. And, you know, we both played in bands around the local scene, you know, and we thought we'd just jam one time. And, you know, we jammed once on some jazz kind of stuff. And then I hadn't seen him for like a year. And then we ran into each other at the train station. And we're like, man, let's just hang out and jam and make some music. And that's when we made our first track, you know, as Tim and John.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And you guys have been lucky enough to get some awesome backing from Triple J, which so many bands, I'm sure, would be jealous of. When you released that first track onto the Unearth site, did you ever imagine in your wildest dreams that it would end up meaning you guys would get signed to a major label? Was it even on the radar?
No,
not at all. No,
definitely not. It was, we were just like kind of just having a bit of fun, having a jam. And yeah, it's just like we got all these emails through from like different labels and yeah, it was intense, like just to be able to have that and take that, you know what I mean? It was a bit of a buzz and yeah. Still is, but you know, and John was in school at the time, so he was like reading emails in school and getting phone calls from like lawyers and Triple J and stuff.
As you
a
do.
Big difference, lawyers and Triple J. It was pretty intense.
And so the album is out now, which is fantastic.
Yes,
but you guys have kind of approached things a little bit different to most bands. Most bands sort of get the album out and then are quite busy touring. But you pretty much spent all of last year touring and now you've released the album. How has that kind of reversed situation worked for you guys? Do you think it's worked in your favour?
I'm not too sure yet. I mean,
yeah, we've kind of been sitting on the album for a long time. Like, we had it written, you know.
Yeah.
Before we even started playing shows type thing, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Obviously the album's only come out today, so,
you know. Yeah, it's a weird one because, you know, like, I think playing live is such an important thing at this time in this age, you know. It's become, you know, more of a thing for, like, bands to, you know, to do, and it's more of a, you know, to make money, you know, to be able to afford to live is to do, you know, shows. So,
yeah.
I think, you know, for us, you know, it wasn't really that reason, but I think, you know, we wanted to get experience in the live thing before we kind of, you know, had to kind of play for ourselves in terms of, like, headlining shows and stuff. So we kind of went on a lot of supports and did festivals and, you know, and these supports were really big, you know, so we got the kind of experience on the main stage. And I guess now we're playing more like the pubs and the smaller clubs and stuff now for our show, so it's kind of like a backwards thing, but I guess we still, you know, it was good because we had the experience for live, you know what I mean, which is very important.
And you've built up a great following as well. There's a real buzz around your Facebook in the lead up to the album. Great idea. I thought you guys did, you know, a track a day pretty much in the lead up to the album. That must have been a nice little confidence boost to see some of the comments floating around about all the different tracks on the album.
Yeah, it was pretty
cool. Because, you know, nobody's obviously heard the tracks before, so it's pretty cool to see people's responses, you know, that some people were digging them, so that was cool. You know?
Yeah. And so tell us a little bit about the album for those who haven't heard any of the tracks off it. How would you yourselves describe it?
I don't know. It was definitely the time of, like, you know, 2009, started 2010, so it was kind of what we were going through there in terms of, you know, what we're feeling, what we're, you know, the music we're kind of, inspired by. So, you know, I guess then was kind of when we wrote, so, but now we'd probably have some different vibes.
It's got, you know, like the record does have like an electronic vibe to it.
Yeah.
But, you know, people have heard, you know, like Come Around or I Can Show You or something. I think they might be expecting the album to be totally, you know, synth and sort of electronic based, but it does have some more sort of live, organic sort of elements to it.
Yeah, and I love the collector's edition, which I picked up this morning. Some acoustic stuff and a couple of covers as well there. Yeah. Is the acoustic spin on things something you do in the live shows, or is that just a bit of a bonus?
We've never done it before. Obviously, you know, I think we're going to try and do it for these next live shows for a tour. But, yeah, it's something we just did at, you know, home kind of thing, you know. I've always been a big fan of the acoustic thing. Like, I've used to be in a band before, and we really just rocked out the acoustics and, you know, and did folk and that kind of blues thing. And, you know, I enjoy doing, you know, sing down and just mellowing out a bit, you know. And it was cool to do that. I think we're doing that live, so
great.
I'm really stoked to do that.
Kind of bring it down a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I guess it means you can be a little bit more versatile as well, the kind of festivals and gigs that you do. And tell us about the covers. Was that your decision to stick a couple of covers on the bonus CD?
Yeah, like, when we did the covers, you know, we were just kind of hanging out, like, man, why don't, you know, just messing around, and we thought it'd be cool to jam out some tracks that, you know, we liked, and then, you know, we thought it would be cool, you know, if we could put out, you know, something to give them something else, you know, besides what, you know, they might have already heard or been expecting, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like, yeah.
No, it works really well. Now, just on the album, you guys pretty much did this all yourself, the album, is that right?
Yeah.
Now, has that, I know it's a little bit too early to be talking about the second album, I mean, this one's just come out, but while you've been doing the promo for this and now that it's out, do you kind of think, right, for album number two, we're going to do it, you know, in the studio with a producer, with a big band? Do you guys have hopes for that for the second album, or?
I don't think so. I think, you know, we'll still keep it really, you know, home kind of base, you know, like making all the songs and stuff at home, because that's, I guess, you know, the way we work and enjoy working. But, you know, with this record, you know, we went to New York and had it mixed. I'm sure we'll do the same, you know, get other people involved, you know, like that, to have it mixed and maybe some extra production and things
like
that.
Yeah, that's a bit more time on it, you know what I mean, rather than, I guess, you know, because people can spend 3 years on an album, you know what I mean, in terms of overtime. It might not be just physically writing it. It might be just the process of it going through, you know. So people are like, it's 3 years since it's been out, you know, but it's the process. They might have finished it, you know, in 6 months, but things that, you know, it's the same with us, you know, like we could have released it, you know, early January, but, you know, I think it was good that we did it the way we're doing it, because, you know, it's time for us, you know, it was time that we went to New York. We probably wouldn't have gone to New York if we didn't wait, and because I know you were like, John was like, let's just put all the tracks up on, like, in December or something. Like,
I was like, just put them out free.
Yeah, you know, and this is before we had signed or anything.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, we'll just wait.
It was like December 2009 or something type thing, so I was like...
Bet you're glad you waited now.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's because, you know, going to New York was a great experience. You know, I think, you know, we could write even just about that, you know, just writing songs. And I think, you know, meeting people like John O'Mahony, the guy who mixed it, and... Yeah, it was amazing, you know, he was a great dude, you know, just did a job that, you know, we thought was really good for what we, you know, had created in terms of, you know,
it's hard to kind of stuff. Like, do something yourself, then sort of pass it on to somebody else, you know, and like, and with John, you know, we really trusted him.
It's important. Now, you guys are playing the Toff here in Melbourne on April the 16th, and then, you've got your national tour happening at the moment. Do you have plans to head overseas this year, or are you sort of just going to base yourself locally until the end of the year?
We're hopefully heading over in May to UK to do like some shows and a festival and stuff. And then we're releasing the album in June in Canada. So touring the album in Canada and then just heading down to the US, just, you know, New York, LA and Chicago and stuff. So that should be a bit of fun, you know, actually finally to do some shows over there rather than just to go and...
Yeah.
You do showcases for a few people, or, you know, just mixing the album. So, pretty excited for that.
Busy year ahead by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
Now, stoked. I'm curious to find out if you have any expectations chart-wise. I've been watching the charts a bit lately and there doesn't seem to be that much Aussie stuff. I don't know if you guys know, but of course your album came out today, but the album's already number 20 in the iTunes charts. Not sure if you knew about that, which is pretty exciting.
Album.
Yeah, your album.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so cool. It's already number 20, which is pretty awesome considering it's only been out for, what, about 12 hours. So
yeah, that's pretty cool.
I guess.
Do you have any expectations?
I don't think we have any expectations, really, because, you know, we made it just hanging out, you know, making music, you know, for the sake of making music and just having fun. And at that point, you know, we were... we didn't really care, you know, what it did, you know what I mean?
And I think our minds are still in that, you know, because, you know, expectations, like, when back then was just like, it was absolutely nothing. I think the same for today, you know. It's good to be like that, you know, just to chill out and, you know, not worry too much about it. But it definitely crosses our mind when it comes up, you know, we're like, oh, that's awesome, you know what I mean? We get stoked about it and excited. But I guess we're not going, it's going to get this and that, and you know what I mean?
Just don't really take it too seriously, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a good way to be. Some people can put all the emphasis on, just kind of ruins it a bit.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, the final question I ask here on Bandcamp of every guest is the same one, and it does stump some people, so see how you go with it. Basically, I read out our mission statement as a community radio station, and in that 20 seconds or so it takes to do that, I get you guys to come up with a mission statement for the band, so what you guys hope to achieve through being musicians. Okay. So you ready? Here's your thinking time. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse lesbian and gay communities, enabling freedom of expression, the breaking down of isolation, and the celebration of our culture, achievements, and pride. What is your mission statement, guys? it's a tough one.
And that's not good just on articulation. In terms of, yeah.
Well, I think we both know what we want to achieve, but just putting it into...
I think what everyone wants to achieve in life is just to live and live well. But in terms of music, you know, we want to be able to keep doing it for the rest of our lives and be able to live, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And be able to, families, whatever, you know, things like that, you know, that are important. But I think, you know, like just to live and be able to... you know, buy a house, those kind of things, which, you know, people, for me, I'm 21, and, you know, back in the day, like, my dad bought a house when he was, like, 20 or something, so it's just, like, you think now no one could buy a house, you know,
exactly.
So I think those kind of things are very important, you know, to be able to afford to live and do what you love, you know, so I think that's definitely a goal for myself, personally.
My mission, I don't know, would just be to keep playing music and just having fun with it, you know, not to really take it too seriously, because that's music to me, and I think, you know, Tim as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Excellent. Well, congratulations once again on the album. As I said, the gig here in Melbourne is April 16th at Toff in Town. The album is called Like What and is available in stores and online right now. And the thank you is to Tim and John for joining us here on Bandcamp, and I'd like you to pick a track that maybe isn't getting too much radio play at the moment but is a bit of a favourite on the album for you guys. So what would you like to hear?
Maybe Selena.
Yeah, I was going to say Selena.
Yep.
Yeah,
no worries.
Selena. Yeah. Or Don't Stop. I don't know.
So, I was going to say Selena.
Yeah, we'll play them both. How about we play them both?
Awesome. Back fun to play live.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Thank you.
Cheers, man.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.